Former Social Services Commissioner Al Dershberger was removed from his position not long after an employee in his department accused him of sexually assaulting her. He's been charged with rape in the case, but his accuser also says Erie County allowed her former boss to get away with other harassment. Legislator Joseph Lorigo on Thursday introduced a resolution that calls for the hiring of an independent counsel to study whether county leaders knew of any other misconduct, and if so, for how long.
There is history of government responding and doing its own internal investigation while lawsuits are pending. If you look to Congress, they're doing their own investigation when there's a criminal proceeding going on by Special Investigator Mueller. You can look at RIT and Penn State. Penn State with Coach Sandusky, they had their own independent investigation going on with criminal and civil matters at the same time. Government does this all the time. We're responsible to the people that we serve, and people have a right to know what's going on.
A spokesman for County Executive Mark Poloncarz says they had no knowledge of any misconduct prior to December's alleged incident, and added that the county attorney was approached about the possibility of conducting an internal investigation. But Comptroller Stefan Mihailu, who called for a counsel one day before the legislature vote, says the Poloncarz administration cannot and should not investigate itself.
We absolutely positively need an independent special counsel to get answers for taxpayers and to protect Erie County employees. What happened is absolutely sickening. No county employee should have to go through the horrors of what this one county employee allegedly went through.
The council will be selected through a request for proposals. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.